Turco, I was asking John Fox on the conference call about you working for him and being the coordinator on the Super Bowl team, etc. How come you never went back to being a coordinator?
I like what I do. Yeah, I like what I do. Well, as a coordinator, you're not in the you have your deals that you put together, and then, you know, the assistant coaches go in their rooms and finalize it, put together, watch tape with the guys, and you spend more time with the guys. I just enjoy what I'm doing. It's not to say I won't ever do it again, but, you know, I like what I'm doing.
Mike Daniels is obviously an emotional leader as well as he's a talented guy. How do you, from a coaching standpoint, have him balance the intensity and emotion that he needs to play with to not have it go over the line like it did on that initial third down?
Yeah. And he knows better than that. I mean, it's something that I don't think the stuff that he said the couple days before, whenever that was, I don't remember exactly how many days it was before, I don't think that had anything to do with it. I mean, I thought Mike did a good job of saying he didn't want it to be illegal. He wanted it to be physical and stuff like that, but not illegal. But he knows better than that, and it's, you know, that's part of his game that we need to keep working on, because it is, you know, stuff like that does you know, hurt you. So, and he knows it. He's smart enough to know it, and he's, you know, you have to be careful about being too emotional and doing something to hurt your team, and he knows that.
Turo, you know, when you hit Kenny Clark last year, you played him a ton in the preseason, you played him a lot in the regular season, and even though maybe he wasn't always effective, you knew he was progressing to where you wanted. You got a guy like Matrevious Adams. How do you get him to that point when you can't necessarily give him as many snaps as you want, yeah, or as you could Kenny Clark? Yeah,
it's more difficult because the part that Kenny got in was the part in training camp that, you know, Montrevious had, 27 snaps, I think, in training camp. So Kenny had all of training camp. And, you know, that's where so much of your stuff is built. But, you know, that's my job, and that's part of it. You just have to find, you know, even with today's CBA rules and everything like that, you have to find time, and you're constantly, you know, extra meeting times or extra things you're trying to do to him to catch him back up. But there's nothing like time on the field, you know, and there's nothing like trial. You know, you look at Kenny even last year from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, how much better he was playing at the end of the year. So that is a difficult deal, but there's nothing we can do about it. It wasn't like he had a sore neck or something with his injury. You know, he had a legit injury in there, and so there's nothing we can do about it. You just got to keep working him, and we work him hard in practice. So he comes out of practice, he's drenched. Because he's working both sides of the ball.
You still think you can get some pass rush on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an optimist. I'm going to keep working.
What have you thought of Mike's pass rush so far this season?
I think, you know, he's had some areas where, like in the Minnesota game, you know, where he had some good moves, and he's had some uncharacteristic, like he missed, I believe, a couple sacks in that game where he kind of bounced off, what's his name in there? And that's not like him. I mean, even like the one he had where they kind of spun him around last week, and Stafford did a great job of when he moved the ball right at the last second. If Mike would have been able to hit that ball would have been probably out of the end zone. But I think, like everybody, we all have to get better. I got to do a better job of coaching it, and they got to do a better job of playing it. We all have to get better at rushing the passer.
You know, maybe things haven't gone your way the last couple of games. What is Dom like? What does he do to try to get you guys, your group, the defense back on track?
Dom's very even keeled. He looks at the facts of what is going on, and he lets them know what the problems and how we're gonna. He's a big believer in, number one, acknowledging what we need to do better, discussing it, and then doing our damnedest to implement it and go forward with it.
You mentioned the pass rush. When the numbers are down there, everyone on the outside obviously looks at the edge first, and that's where we all look. How much culpability is there?
Pass rush is it's everything. It's just like interceptions and sacks and pass rush. And, you know, sometimes sacks don't always tell you the whole story. But it's everybody. I mean, everybody, you know, it's just like when people run the ball against you, they automatically want to blame the D-line. You know, when you're not getting sacks, they want to blame the edge rusher. So we got to do our job inside, our part inside as well. And we had a good week at it, good week of coming off it. So we'll see. I mean, Chicago's a good pass protecting team. So we got to work it out for us.
What's the focus like when you're having to put more bodies on the field? I mean, last time you guys played the Bears, played a lot more three-man line than you normally do under Dom, anyway. Because they run the ball so much, I mean, they've been running more than any other team since they put Trubisky in there. Talking about the pass rush, they obviously, you got first down, you know, you got to stop the run. That's your goal. That's what they usually do. But when they read pass, what's the focus on, you know, switching it from?
Yeah, okay, and I think that's part of the. I get what you're saying. That's part of, like, from a young kid perspective, what you always work on with guys, because you have obvious passing downs and obvious situations when everybody's sitting there and they got their foot back and they're going and their butts are high up in the air. And then you have what we call the transition rush, where you have to, you're thinking run and you're coming off of a run read, and they may be a little bit play action and the linemen look like that. And that's where the good ones, the initial part of your fundamentals are so important to you, because if your arms are out here and then, oh, now all of a sudden I recognize it's pass and I try to go, it's tough. And that's what you have to work hard at as a defensive lineman. And then you have some times where you may take a chance on it. They may have a tendency, you know, I'm not talking about Chicago, other teams, you know, might have a tendency on this down and distance or this field position where you may take a chance and just say, okay, I'm going to turn my guys loose right here. But the big thing is, to go back to your original question, is just the transition rush of it and being able to transfer yourself from a run thought to a pass thought. And we're not one of those teams that just every down fly off the ball. You know, sometimes you have teams that do that. And then you have some tendencies you have to, you know, we call it using your toolbox. You know, you have to use your toolbox in there. You know, is there certain things that tell you that it's more run? This thing tells you more pass.
Mike, this is special teams, but Kenny Clark blocked that PAT against the Saints. And after the game, I asked him about the places. Actually, we saw something on the A-gap, the film study, that we thought we might be able to pull off, and it worked. I went upstairs to the Saints, and Coach Payton said, yeah, we've been having a problem in the A-gap the last couple of weeks. I mean, you know, he nailed it. And I think that's an interesting, that he does the film study or that information is provided to him from the coach. But when you're actually out there, you have to have the confidence to pull stuff like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to go back to what you said, Kenny is one of our guys that does a very nice job of studying his opponent, for particularly a young kid as young as he is. But like I've told you before, he's very mature for his age, and he does a great job of studying his opponent. Doesn't always come out, you know, just like anything, but he does a really nice job of studying his opponent. He's very coachable as well. He listens to people. When you talk to him, he's looking you in the eyes. He's a pleasure to coach in that regard, because he does, it means a lot to him too.
But it's the young player, you know, taking that, if it's a gamble, if you will, to say it.
Sure.
We'll try this and see if it works.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And that's where you see guys make their growth, you know, from year to year.
Quentin Dial hasn't been able to practice in a little while. With a team that runs the ball as much as Chicago does, do you feel like you're a guy short if you play a lot of base this weekend?
Well, I mean, hopefully he'll be there, but I don't worry about stuff like that, because, you know, you asked me if I'm worried about being a guy short. Hey, I've been doing this a long time. I coach what I have down there. I'm gonna coach the hell out of them and go from there. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. I'd lose more hair.
Turk, are you worried about Jordan Howard though? I mean,
Jordan Howard's a great back. You know, they got a good team. I mean, they have a very good team and they run the ball well. He's a great back, and You know, I mean, we played against him a couple times last year in the first game, so we know about him. He's not going to surprise us. He's a very good runner in there. Does a lot of things the right way.